Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Yuval Herzog, a former cyber intelligence captain and co-founder of the Tide Foundation, an organization building open source technologies to solve the global privacy breach epidemic. And Mr. Herzog, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So, you know, we've also had the pleasure of speaking with your co-founder, Isaac Elnicavay, previously here on EPN. Now, we've invited you back to talk about some amazing innovations that you've recently published. But for those who have not heard of you or Tide Foundation, tell us more about the company and the organization that you represent.
Sure. Well, the Tide Foundation is a nonprofit tech startup building the technology infrastructure for the personal data economy. We develop a solution for the global privacy breach epidemic by adopting our technology. Organizations essentially of all sizes around the world will be able to guarantee data privacy for their customers while benefiting from profitable commercial aspects of it.
Now, of course, data breaches and privacy breaches are impacting organizations big and small on a global scale. What kind of challenges do organizations have in protecting the sensitive consumer data they hold, and what kind of liability is it to have that responsibility?
Right. Well, the collection of consumers' data, personal data, used to be one of any organization's most valuable assets, as you probably know. It was actually so material that business valuation was many times based on that database value alone. And with the increase of data breaches around the world, that all of us must have heard all and is keeping all the time, the increasing epidemic of identity theft and resulting trend of privacy protection legislation that puts heavy fines over breaches, that valuable asset has turning into one of any company's heaviest liability. For example, the GDPR in the European Union can fine a company up to 4% of its annual turnover, while the newly introduced California Consumer Privacy Act places those fines on breaches around $100 to $800 per user record. So a data breach event can now mean a death blow to any business.
And that is an absolute dare, unfortunately. True, it is. Now, with data breaches hitting the news on a daily basis, your announcement couldn't be more timely. You've recently published a paper on a new technology called splintering that makes passwords 14 million times more difficult to hack. Can you tell us how that's possible? I'd love to hear some details there.
Yep, we get this quite often. We have spent the better half of the past 4 years in pure research mode, trying to come up with a privacy protection solution that removes the need for trust. Now, the forced trust companies impose on the customers to keep the information safe should not be the only way. The rise of blockchain and other trustless technology paves our way to an optimal solution, since trust is no longer needed because mathematically or mathematical probability guarantees the promise of privacy. The problem with all existing trustless technology was its user experience, demanding high technical proficiency. You had to understand how to keep your private key safe when you set up a Bitcoin wallet, for example. Not something my grandfather would be able to cope with. It took us a while, but we conjured a solution that didn't require users to mess around with keys at all. All a user needed to remember are his ubiquitous username and password. Our solution takes care of the complex keys for them in the background without losing any of the security levels. It's not a secret that passwords are not nearly as safe or cryptographically safe as encryption keys, but our special approach, which we patented, called splintering, increases the standard password security by so much that it's not far behind of the encryption key strength. In fact, in the research that we've conducted and also published, we found the improvement of security to be slightly north of 40 million%, as you said earlier. But it may be worth noting that since that experiment, and it's quite new off the press, we improved even that, improved our solution even more to the level that are actually on par with the public key cryptography.
And I'd say that's some fantastic news and some great information as well. Today we are speaking with Yuval Herzog, a former cyber intelligence captain and co-founder of the Tide Foundation, an organization building open source technologies to solve the global privacy breach epidemic, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, splintering is just one piece in the puzzle of a more comprehensive suite of privacy technology aimed at solving a massive issue plaguing businesses, big and small. Expand on how your technology addresses the global privacy breach epidemic.
That is correct. Splintering is just a mechanism to provide top-end security through a super easy user experience. Our technology encompasses a much more comprehensive approach to addressing the pitfall of privacy protection as it is today. We have devised a security protocol that automatically locks all your personal data within an organization and safeguarding the key to this data with you, the consumer. This leaves the organization with data it can only access with your permission. Each unlocking of your data is logged, so you know exactly who accessed it, when and why, and you are left with guaranteed and verified control over your own personal data. In addition, we also understand the dire need of the business to still have access to your data when it's truly required, and even more, understanding many online services can only be viable because the business sells insight about you as a consumer. Well, in Tide, we do not neglect that commercial reality and facilitate those use cases, but in a complete transparent and permissive fashion. So you have a say in how your data is being handled and who is being given to. And not only that, but we facilitate an entire marketplace incentivization for businesses to trade insights for the benefit of the customers with their explicit permission. So if you are a customer, it's with your explicit consent. Locking each personal record with a different key that is stored with the customer themselves make it very hard for a breach to happen. It's actually so hard that even in the unlikely remote event that it does happen, well, the scope of the breach itself is reduced to no more than one or two records instead of an entire database, which is what's happening today.
Also, Yuval, how does a business adopt Tide's technology? I'd like to get some more details there.
Sure. The Tide technology is designed as a software security protocol, an open source that is provided freely to any business around the world. Businesses will be able to integrate the solution themselves or tap into the increasingly growing community that we are cultivating around it. We are also heavily focused on educating and training a wide variety of professional services companies to assist with the larger companies' scenario with the adoption of our technology.
Again, we certainly appreciate what you do through the Tide Foundation and all that you're doing to combat against cybercrime, and really appreciate all the information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Maybe our mantra. We in Tide strongly believe that empowering customers with real control over the data is not only a moral obligation, but a commercial and technology imperative for the businesses, not to mention the user liability aspect it's deviating. We also believe that top-notch cybersecurity shouldn't mean a more complex experience. On the contrary, technology should and can guarantee a safer and simpler outcome and experience.
And of course, Yuval, if folks wanted to get more information on the Tide Foundation or to be in contact with you, where's the best place online to get further information?
Well, our website is tide.org. Quite short, quite simple, straightforward. It's all there. In there, you'll find links to all of our social channels, our Telegram, our GitHub, and the ability to contact us directly through the form that we have there. It's open for the global community to pull the sleeves and get involved. That's what we want.
Again, Mr. Herzog, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Yuval Herzog, a former cyber intelligence captain and co-founder of the Tide Foundation, an organization building open source technologies to solve the global privacy breach epidemic. And for all the details, simply visit tide.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.